Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Numbnuts! Get your head in the game before I bounce it off a wall! You're trapped! Trapped in Barovia, you damned idiot! The first thing you should have done is never come here! But the second thing now is to remember what I taught you! Third, kill the devil Strahd! Cause he's sure as shite coming to kill you!
Two sets of doors to your left. One is double, one is single. One set of double doors to your right, and then stairs that lead down into the darkness. You can just make out a hood of some giant statue out of the darkness.
I guess downwards.
Downwards we go. Keep your eye out for notches and bog, man.
At the bottom of the stairs, you see another tally. There's a obsidian pillar, also encased in amber. You can see in that pillar is... would be five at this point, I think.
Okay.
Does the stonework look like it was made from the same stuff at the temple or outside? And Van Richten was mentioning in his notes that the stone of the statue was different to everything else.
The stone here looks like it might be the same work as the statue outside, yes.
Okay. Can we... this is maybe a weird question, but do we get a sense of, like, a growing evil as we descend? And also, I guess people would be looking at Hector and being like, is Hector looking more and more powerful the deeper we descend?
like a canary in a coal mine.
Yeah. That detonation that happened to him is not just slipped past Pip's mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of things going on set. It's nice.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, that's this party.
Oh, yeah.
We're a nest of snakes. Yeah.
You don't sense... Well, you can't tell that anything is... You can't tell any difference with Hector looking him over, but he's so covered in furs, as all of you. Mm-hmm. Any physical changes would be undetectable to you right now.
Okay.
Aside from that, the general atmosphere of this place, you do have a feeling of secrets uncovered.
Yeah, okay.
Some evil, but some secret evil, hidden. Old secret evil lies here. Something that is not meant to be known.
Is there anything by the notches, or is it just notches?
Yeah, these would just be notches.
Okay. So what else is down in this area?
Four black marble columns surrounded by amber support the high vaulted ceiling of this temple. At the north end, far from you, is a 40-foot tall statue of a cowled figure in flowing robes, the same figure as outside. Mm-hmm. You can see as you cast your light at it, its face is shrouded in darkness, magical darkness, you can tell.
Interesting.
It's the features of the statue are now on purpose obscured. Its stony hands are outstretched as if it was in the midst of casting a spell, and the ominous statue has two black marble balconies on either side of it up above. So you can see the balcony at about the same height as the balcony that you just walked down from. There's two behind this statue. One has completely collapsed and is now on the floor. The other one stands as it ever has. Okay. There are arched hallways to your left and right, so more of this bottom floor that you can explore. Past the statue, you can see that there were once two sets of double doors. Now one of them has been broken away entirely. There's just a giant hole where those doors used to be. The other ones are still there. From that open hole, you can hear...
Okay. Mm. Cool beans.
All right. Well, there's sound... Something's going on.
Sucking north. In there.
There's the...
Does it sound like something eating?
Eating? It sounds like eating.
Sound like sucking.
Sounds like eating.
Okay.
There's something eating in the far north past the statues, like the one up above.
The one up above, did it have its face shrouded? It didn't.
No, there was no magical darkness obscuring its face.
Interesting.
So we got those.
I'll get both of you at this point to make a religion check. Hector, you... possibly should know this.
Yeah.
You could not name this god. You do not know this god, but this robed figure is a god. You can tell you are in a temple. Mm. You know this is a place of religious worship. This entity is a god of secrets. You do not know their name. You have never heard any texts referring to this god, but you have enough pieces to put this together. Mm. It is a god of secrets. Of course, you have not heard of them.
Yeah. So there's... My reading in some texts, when you go back into the old when you know, religion was splintering, and you certain like death gods in different religions, and
right.
How certain like the elven pantheon
yeah.
Have the elven pantheon believe in a certain way, and then you have the dwarven pantheon, and they believe there's a lot of commonalities between a lot of different religions, and when you realize there's things that often are left out.
Right.
This is one of those. This is a god of secrets.
Okay.
Oh, also, I'm so sorry. I forgot to mention this. Uh-huh. Look, I guess because there's a lot. Mm-hmm. You got the big statue.
Yeah,
you got the eating thing in that hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. So you may not have noticed this, but behind you, you spot that there is, underneath the balcony you were just on, there is another set of double doors. Once again, the steel encased in amber. These ones are close enough that you can make out on them, carved into them, are the words, consume flesh.
The fuck?
Also, there is, you can see just next to the door, there's a 18 tally mark.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Any words next to it? Or any notes or page numbers or anything?
There would be a cipher, yeah.
Okay. I'll try and read it.
It appears to be a jumble. You try to decipher it, and it doesn't decipher. It just becomes meaningless jumble.
That's weird.
It starts as a meaningless jumble, and it becomes a meaningless jumble.
Huh.
So what does it say?
I don't know. It's like a new cipher or something. The old code doesn't work.
Does it made a new cipher?
Maybe. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen him. Maybe in that time he's... Is that really him?
It's like in that time from, what was it? Number 4 or 3 to 18.
At the Hardcastle,
yeah.
There is a gallery of portraits of Hardcastle over the years.
Yeah.
And then going into his family history as well.
Yeah.
You cannot tell... Which,
yeah.
There's no difference between any of those portraits and any past portraits.
Yeah, okay. Hardcastles don't change. Yeah,
that is the family motto. Hardcastles don't change. Got to write all of this down.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, no. You know what? He wouldn't change it. He doesn't change. That's the whole thing about Hardcastles.
What was... I guess a cipher isn't very easy to explain on the fly to get like an extra pair of eyes on this, is there?
Well, it wouldn't help anyway. Mm. I mean, he can explain it to you, and you try to understand it, you do not understand it.
Okay.
But you think even if you had been able to work out the initial cipher, whether or not there's a second cipher or something else entirely is happening is impossible to tell just from text.
I don't know. I don't know what it could mean.
Because I don't want to voice this, but is it maybe like Hardcastle has, like, you know, losing his mind a bit and is just kind of going through like what he believes is route of being like, make the cipher, make it whatever, makes sense, but he's not really all fully there.
It's impossible to know.
Okay. Well, that's my prevailing theory, I'm going to keep that to my little lonesome.
That is certainly a valid theory.
There will be some part of Pip's brain suggesting that, but all the other bits are shutting it up.
So the consumed flesh that was carved in the was that written in Durak's handwriting?
It was not written in direct handwriting. Okay. No, it looks like it's part of the door itself, originally meant to be there.
Okay. Do you know? I mean, there's probably lots of things that feed on the undead. She's by and large just meat.
Consume. Can you? What's the question?
Is he hearing that as well?
Both of you are hearing it, yeah.
Okay, cool. So are you hearing the whispers of the consumed flesh?
I am. Nobody listened to it. Where's it coming from?
Just seems to be all around.
Can we back away? I want to take a step back away from that door.
Okay, yeah.
Did the whisper stop?
It stops.
Okay, all right. Okay, what consumes the flesh of the dead? It's just meat, right? But in the day.
I mean, very little will touch the dead. It's considered poisonous to most, or
Esmeralda nods. Anathema. Not much. I mean, there are some creatures, carrion crawlers.
That's true, carrion crawlers. Good point.
But very little.
Can you corrupt a carrion crawler?
You can corrupt anything.
I would imagine that that's some kind of spell. That or that there itself is corruption. And that the adventurers we saw before perhaps didn't begin life as bogmen. Or they didn't. Somehow this had something to do with it. The sucking, eating sound. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to angle myself so I can get a look in at what might be doing that?
You are casting light.
Does it seem like it's interested in us?
It doesn't seem
it's not stopped when we're talking or anything.
It's impossible.
Like that.
No, it's not stopped. Yeah, okay. So it seems content in whatever it's doing now.
Yeah.
I would say that you have been here long enough that you can detect that, and it gets stronger if you angle yourself a little bit in that direction. So you know it's coming from that direction.
Okay.
You don't know if it's that room precisely, but that sucking, eating noise, you can detect that there is a sickly, sweet stench of dying flowers mixed with rotting corpse.
Can you smell that? Like decay?
Yeah. It smells like... I'd like to step back and maybe put my hands like to kind of move everybody else back as well. Ghast. That's a ghast. That's a fucking ghast.
I want to start rubbing my snout. What is a ghast?
Maybe I'll like squat down, get everybody gather in me, and I'll read the entry.
Which one's the ghast again? To learn so much about
ghoul, comma ghast.
Yes, right.
The ghast ghoul. Heretofore and beforetofore and since always for, referred to simply as, but nevereth ghastly ghast, is a superior version of the ghoul, having in its possession and perception much more versatility in disposal of its foes. The ghast can be identified as being that which the ghoul is in almost every respect, excepting two key differences, which are here noted in song.
I'm sorry.
So fucking stupid.
I don't have.
Go on, sing the first line.
I don't have any musical.
That's fine. I just honestly rather not. It's best not. Okay. Oh, ghoul, you are so cool, but you were mean at school. And ghast, you are delight, but alas, you have not sight. Whilst ghoul's eyes, they are white, ghast, you tore them out last night. And for ghast, ring the bell, no sight, but, and here we go, lots of smell. The smell can linger for a day or be detected a mile away. That's the song.
That's it? All right, sorry, I was...
getting into it.
Getting into the beat. So it's just a smell for a day.
Yes.
And it's Emmanuel. I don't know why I ask questions. I was going to say, how accurate is it in terms of timelines and scales? But if it says it's for a day, does it mean literally 24 hours? Or is it days what they needed to rhyme with what was in
I imagine it was the rhyme. I can hear it in there. It's here. Yeah, it's going to hit harder than your average ghoul, which also hits pretty hard. Its attacks are paralytic, so don't get hit by it.
Of course, I'll do my best.
Yes.
How can we go around it? What does it want? Brains?
I don't know.
The flesh of the dead? A guy like just gestures to the undead bogmen. Can we just...
It's similar to a
throw it. Yeah. Distracted with this.
Similarly to the ghoul, one should quickly detoxify thyself. If thyself finds thyself poisoned by thou ghoul, or thyself will become like thou ghoul, given only a brief time. But also, if thy is slain before thy is ghoul, then thy could become aghast. As thou ghast has been observed to put upon a corpse or nearly dead creature the foul mimicry of life that all dead share, and that will turn thy into another of its in liketh kind. So ghouls are doubled in thy body, and any other savvy hunters shall have even more difficulty of a time slaying thou ghasts. So
they make more of themselves.
I think that's what's happening now?
Could be.
So they make more of them. So there's two. Okay.
Hector, quick question.
Shoot.
Well, I suppose not down here. Never mind. To prevent thyself from this fate, thou should consume not less than one metric quart of holy water or similar. This in effect will prevent ghoulification or ghastification for at least a period of 6 castings of the spell, Mirage Arcane. I'm not going to read all that. In addition to all thy book has said so far, thy savvy hunter should make thyself aware that any creature fighting a ghast shalleth be subjected to thy ghast's horrifying stench. Though said stench can be detected, which shall cause creatures between 30 and 60 paces to eject thy guts onto the pavement. Thou ghast shall resist the divine turning, well, not a problem here, and magical effects, a problem, as well as the energies of lightning, right. Necrotic, thunder, and weapon damages not made by a bronze weapon. Fuck.
Bronze weapon,
thou ghast is extra resistant to poisoning, poison, or piercing damages, non-magical weapons, charmation, and the common magical physical restrictions, exhaustion, paralyzed, petrified, and poisoned. The best method to fight the ghasts are fire, which is good, and radiance, less good. That'll stop it regenerating. And to blind the ghast by overwhelming its olfactory processes, thus rendering the creature blinded in the true sense as opposed to the fake sense, since they have no eyes but can still see.
So they hunt by smell.
Close the manual.
Right, so they hunt by smell and they can cause us to paralyze and then making more of them.
Yes, and very possibly right now it is making another one.
Can I... ears out, I guess, or like really, is it the sound of one thing chewing or you just can't tell?
Yeah, it's really loud and obnoxious, so it is hard to tell.
Yeah.
Esmeralda produces a couple of vials of holy water, passes them out.
Thank God.
Chin chin, she says.
Yes, cheers.
You all drink some holy water.
Okay,
that's now good. We cannot be turned into further.
Yeah.
Well, that is something.
Do we have any method of creating an intense smell right now?
Esmeralda pats herself down, checks the equipment she has. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Not a smell strong enough for this.
Okay. Now, the ghoul seems unconcerned with us at the moment. The way I see it, we have two options. Like you said earlier, Hector, we can just walk right past, but it is making a second ghoul, so that might be stupid.
Yes, but it's also 60. It smells us. I mean, it's probably smelling whatever it's doing right now. I mean, we haven't even walked close enough to...
The snacking ends.
Okay, well, there you go. It made the decision for us.
You hear... yeah. You hear from where the ghoul is... Sorry, the ghast. You hear a voice calling out, "I smell freshness. Delicious new meat. You smell as dragon, as godling, and as sweet Vistani. How wonderful! Elves is such disgusting foods." You hear something stalking its way towards you.
Okay.
Well, shall we?
You have a moment.
Spread out.
All right.
Spread out a little bit, so at least we are not all centered around
where it can
eat
attack.
Us. In one fell bite.
There's so many things in here that can turn us into them.
Hear as it stalks something being dragged, and then into the light steps a walking corpse, thin and emaciated. Like you might imagine, not a vampire, not a Dracula, but The word Nosferatu conjures to mind better the appearance of this creature. Thin and weedly. You can see it once in life wore a set of armor, and that armor just barely is connected to its right leg, being dragged behind it. What rotting remains of the armor still exist.
Okay.
You can see a holy symbol once blazoned this armor, but it has since long ago been tarnished and destroyed. This armor is now fell and evil.
Okay.
The corpse. Okay. I'm sorry.
What's above where, as in like on the ceiling? Is there anything on the ceiling?
That ceiling has collapsed. I believe I said the two balconies, one of them has collapsed, and it's walking underneath the collapsed balcony.
Okay.
Damn.
The corpse has a leathery, bald head, hollowed out and bloody eye holes, and bloated purple lips. As it moves, the sickly stench of dying flowers mixed with rotting corpse becomes more intense. Let's go to combat.
Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
It's three against one. We got him.
You can see, incidentally, don't know how much you care, it is recently fed.
Okay. Is its stomach bloated? Is that gross.
What does that mean?
That means it might make another one.
That means there is potentially another one, coming. Well, it's going first.
Awesome, dude. I actually love that.
I love that about it.
I should have read it in action. Anyway, here we are. Cool. Sick.
Well, you would have had a turn. What would you like to have done with that turn?
But
you wouldn't have been able to see it.
Yeah.
It would have been
yeah.
darkness. And then as it comes into the light,
it's just more of,
because it's speaking, that it's like a level of sentience or sapience there that would be, we're so fucked up. I'm like,
do you want to bargain with it?
I would just be like, we're here to see Eileen.
I imagine me and Esme on either side of you making preparations both look up at the same time.
Esmeralda looks at you like, are you crazy? But then, out of the darkness, Eileen, you wish to speak to the goddess of death.
Yes.
It's still in the darkness. You actually, at this point, you still haven't seen it, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Can I still, Hector's doing whatever he's doing. That's fine. Maybe it'll work. Probably not. I'd like to get a fire skull flame for fire, and overcoming resistance to magic doesn't do anything, really.
You do already have those bolts for, mark them down, write this down.
I've got my five undead.
Killing bolts. Yeah.
I don't think I've used it all, but I'm like, no, fire specifically is good.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm going to do this anyway. Fire Skull Flame, Rope of Tentacle for Seeking, and I'll use a Ruby for Undead Bane.
And you're making ammunition?
I'm just making like a grenade out of the Ruby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You make an Undead Bane grenade. Sure. Yes. Undead and fire. The path you seek is to your right.
Thank you.
Do you trust it?
I don't afraid it. I don't really want to fight it. If it knows, I mean, it feeds off death, right? She's an undead god.
Right.
God of undeath, sorry, god of death.
I could be leading us. Hey.
Esmeralda calls out, we are also looking for an adventurer who came here. His name is Van Richten. Have you seen him? She gives a description.
Mm-hmm.
He wears clothes that mark him as perhaps a circus performer. He has a cane. His hair comes into a widow's peak. No, she doesn't say it like that. She yells it as a command. The entity does not respond.
On that, another adventurer would have passed through here. Small guy, dwarf, angry, notching the walls.
I would say, Pip, you don't say it, but you nudge Hector to ask the question, and the entity responds to Hector.
Have you seen a dwarf? He would have been small in small in stature. would have been marking the walls.
While you say that, while Pip mimes what Hardcastle looks
marking
like,
the walls very aggressive.
Mm. His journey ended in the doors behind.
18, and another adventure man. I describe what Van Richten.
Disgusting elf flesh. Me hates. Esmeralda launches into the darkness.
Okay. Well,
okay. We're going to combat now.
Okay.
Fuck you. She sprints into the darkness.
All right.
I'm sorry. No. Durak? I'm going into the other direction, Adam.
Sorry.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry. All right. Heck, where are you going?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I follow Pip.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, that's Esmeralda's spicy. 1v1-ing a Goss.
That's spicy shit, dude.
That is rough. All right.
I can't see the ghoul, Goss, sorry.
No, you can't see it.
So I can't even
lob. It was
lob
in the darkness, yeah.
I can't even lob and then run behind you. All right, I'll Pip, wait, and I'll run after. Are you sprinting, you son of a bitch?
Both of them are sprinting in separate directions.
Yeah, I'm chasing Pip.
Okay, fuck. Pip, you arrive at the door. Yeah. It says consume flesh.
Slam it open.
You push, mm-hmm. and you, well, roll. You make a strength check. No, the doors do not give.
Okay.
Consume. Shut up.
I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Can I tell in what manner the door is locked? Does it seem like an internal mechanism or magic in some way?
You can see there is an enchantment upon the doors. Mm-hmm. They will open when a condition is met.
Okay, am I there yet?
Yeah, you're there.
Cool. I want to just grab you by the shoulder. To get in the door, you need to consume flesh. Do you really want to do that? Right now, we need to save Esme. And I'm just going to drag you.
The magical doors require a condition to be met. You don't know what the specific condition is.
Okay, I'll let myself be dragged.
Okay.
That's fine. Fuck. Okay.
Well, you're going to arrive a couple rounds late.
Yep.
You hear the sounds of combat. Ooh, boom, 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 boom. And then the ringing of steel upon flesh,
okay.
and the sounds of flesh upon flesh.
Can I, as I'm maybe grabbing Pip, I just want to grab him by like the side of the face and just start like slam, like like tap his forehead, like get your head in the game, bang.
Flashbacks. Briefly, as you're tapping, you become Durak for a second, and then you become yourself.
Right. Your head in the game.
Right, yeah. My head's in the game.
It's a lot of dice, Adam.
A lot of D20s. What's going on?
Fuck, she is actually... She's actually rinsing this guy right now. Sorry, I gotta roll for two criticals.
Oh my god.
All right,
okay. Well,
I guess we were holding you back.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough, we were slowing you down. Okay, how bad?
Don't lose your head. Quadruple damage, and if the target takes, they are well. That's not going to happen. Oh, it might. She might straight up cut its head off. 10.
We didn't need to come back.
No, it's powerful.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
It's powerful, and the second one is. Brow slash double damage, and it's blinded. Wow, that can't be blinded, so...
Okay.
All right. Then, very quickly, I need to do its attack against her.
Oh, yeah. It's just all happening kind of off screen for us, and that's pretty funny.
You arrive to the Ghast, picking up Esmeralda, holding it over her head and pulling one arm on each of her arms, pulling in both directions as strong as she can. You hear her scream and you hear as one of her shoulders dislocates.
Oh, no.
Then it tries to bring her down and bite her, but she... Oh, I don't know if I've explained this properly. It's also... It feels like it's been... The corpse has been stretched. So it's very thin, but very tall. It brings Esmeralda down and is trying to bite at her, but Esmeralda has gotten both of her boots, planted them on its shoulders, and is forcing herself to stay standing.
Oh, God.
I can hold on forever! Forever is a very long fucking time, she says. It deals...
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, boy, it does deal too much. 6d8 plus 8.
Oh, my God.
Points of damage to her.
Fucking hell.
And then she needs to make two saving throws or be paralyzed.
Oh, that's right. Fuck.
Cool.
Esmeralda's cries of pain are cut short.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cool.
That's such a bad expression.
If she hadn't drunk the holy water, she would currently be a ghoul.
Okay.
That was its turn. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, I'd like to run in, after Hector's grabbed my face and said, get your head on straight or whatever. Run in, get down on one knee, dunk, dunk with the undead arrows.
All right.
Bolt, sorry.
The radiant damage ones?
Yep.
All right. You deal 19 points of damage total. Thunk, thunk. You see both of the bolts begin sizzling and melting the Ghast's flesh.
Oh, I like them when they fight.
And was there anything else, Pip?
Yeah, that's it.
Fresh meat.
Esmeralda makes a saving throw. She is still paralyzed. Hector, it's your turn.
Cool. Can I get to melee range?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to grab my packed weapon and slam it into its face.
All right. You make two attacks. And they are both hits. Do you have any spice for these?
I don't know.
These all spice days. It's juiceless.
I got nothing.
Dude.
You're juiceless. They are a pack weapon, so I guess it's magical in nature.
Well, that means these attacks are magical, which just means you hurt it. Otherwise, it would be immune.
Take it.
That's something.
Yeah.
That's
something. It's still resistant, so it's going to take half damage. Yeah.
Oh.
You deal some damage.
Okay.
Right. You're wailing upon it. Does not seem to have hurt it terribly much.
Okay.
But because of the radiant damage that it's taken, it is not going to heal.
Well, we'll take it.
If I have a torch in my offhand, what does that mean?
You can make, as a bonus action, a extra attack with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any two-weapon fighting abilities, right?
Correct.
If you don't have any two-weapon fighting abilities, that means that you just do the weapon's damage.
Okay.
You don't get any bonuses.
All right, sweet. Well, then I'll just shove the torch in its face area if I can.
You unfortunately miss. It's a improvised weapon, so you roll with disadvantage. Oh, no, you don't roll with... Yes, you do roll with disadvantage with an improvised weapon. I'm thinking of unarmed strikes. They got rid of this. You don't care. That was Hector, your turn. It is the Ghast's turn.
Oh, fuck.
Esmeralda, it is not an idiot, so it knows that Esmeralda is not really a threat to it anymore. It drops Esmeralda, and Hector, you're right there.
Fuck, dude.
Delicious godlin.
It slashes at you with one of its claws, picks you up, and then tears into your neck, Hector.
Oh, God.
You take 18 points of damage from the claw attack.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That sounds like there's a follow-up there.
Then it bites you.
No good.
And then,
currently on 7.
Yeah. You need to make a saving throw or be paralyzed.
Fuck. Fuck.
You pass the saving throw, thankfully.
Yeah. Good.
And then the bite attack hits you.
You might be Cactus, my dude.
I think you are.
Looking at our good boy cards.
Non-magical attacks? If we get resistance to damage from non-magical, would that help?
This is a non-magical attack.
Do it.
If we have resistance to damage from non-magical attacks until the start of my next turn.
Okay. I wish you are intending on playing this for the first attack and this one,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, if we can.
How much damage did I just deal to you?
20-something, 25?
No, was it 25? No.
Oh, maybe not. I think I was on 25. Yeah, 18.
18.
Yeah.
All right. So you took, that was 18 from the previous. Mm-hmm. This one was about to deal 12 points of damage, so that's 30 total.
Okay.
So you only took 15 points of damage. Okay. You had 25, you're on 10.
Okay. Hey.
Thank
fucking
still
God.
Still standing.
That good boy card kept you standing.
Yes. Saved your life.
100%.
Hey, that's something.
It doesn't heal because it took radiant damage.
That it can heal.
Yeah, me too. But thank God
but
it took that.
Unfortunately,
radiant
it's its turn.
Bullshit.
You both need to make constitution saving throws or be poisoned by its stench. It's the smell is overwhelming. Hector. You are okay.
Okay.
Pip, you puke. You start puking. You can't stop puking. And when you attack, you will be attacking while throwing up.
Okay.
Is it a con saving?
It is.
I mean, we have it.
Let's use it.
With advantage?
Yeah.
You pass. Pip, thankfully.
Okay.
You won. You're not puking.
Yeah, maybe like I was and I just...
Yeah.
Just swallow that back. That's fine.
Well, you've immediately, you didn't eat much. So.
Yeah.
You,
I puked everything
they
up.
They didn't feed you on the, they didn't feed you on the stockade, so, exactly. So you're fine.
You don't want to vomit up that holy water. You want to keep that
down. True. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That was, I forgot. Oh, I've been going kind somehow.
Kind? Adam.
Yeah, it's got legendary actions.
Jesus Christ.
It's your turn, Pip, except before it's your turn.
Okay. Okay, what's up, dude?
Yeah,
something,
let us know.
Something bad happening?
The ghast vomits on both of you in a line 60 feet long.
Fuck, dude. Okay.
You both need to make constitution saving throws.
Okay, well, I've used up my, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heck, you pass, so you take half damage, and you have resistance to this as well, so you're going to take a quarter damage.
Resistance.
Pip. Yeah.
Yeah, you have. It's not no, magical damage.
What is this?
Oh, okay. I thought it was
pukes
something else.
On you.
Yeah, okay. like what?
Necrotic or something.
Yeah.
No, it's poison. Neither of you have, like, immunity to poison.
It's not disease.
No, it's not disease.
Well, no, that's from a paladin, so no, I guess I don't.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have it. Yeah.
That's 24 points of damage.
Jesus.
So, Pip, you take 24 points of damage. You're on 26.
Fucking hell, dude.
Oh, yeah?
They go quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and quarter of that, what you're saying?
Is 12, halved 12 is 6, so you're on 4.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, 4 health. 4 beautiful, beautiful, beautiful health.
Cool beans.
Okay.
Cool bananas.
It's day one.
Always fucking like this, dude.
Oh, God. Oh, my word. Lordy, lordy, lordy. And that was its turn. Oh, wow, that was its legendary action. Pip, it's your turn. Don't worry, you can't do that again for like a turn.
Okay.
Cool.
I guess I'll just fire two more of those undead bane arrows. And can I make them a defensive shot?
Hit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You deal... Oh, well, your crossbow, I forgot this last time. Your crossbow isn't magical, so the crossbow does nothing. But the radiant damage hurts it.
Okay.
And because you do hit, the effect still goes off, so it still has disadvantage.
Yeah, cool.
You're like pinning it up against the wall, making it struggle to move, but the damage is superfluous. Yep. Well, apart from the radiant damage, which is a big deal because it also does heal on its turn.
Yeah,
otherwise.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stop it from healing so that, you know,
you can actually slowly fucking kill it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Pip, your action. You have a bonus movement. Anything else?
No, nothing really.
Okay. It's Esmeralda's turn.
Oh, wait. You know what? Sorry. I think this is a bonus action. Yeah, I'll cast Hunter's Mark on it.
Okay.
Get an extra 2d6 damage whenever I hit it. Why not?
Easy. Well, why don't you cast that at the beginning of your turn?
Okay. Hey, let's do it.
Hey, smart.
You deal an extra 13 points of damage.
Hey. Useful. That's really good. Should have been doing that the whole time. Always forget to do it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Esmeralda passes her saving throw, but it's at the end of her turn.
Okay.
She looks around. She's got a wild fucking expression. Yeah. Esmeralda has entered a blood rage. There's no explanation other than she has dipped a level into barbarian somehow. That is her turn. Hector, it's yours.
Can I take
Okay, so bludgeoning seems to be not doing the best.
Your Eldritch Blast does a lot more.
Can I take a step back in without?
No,
just going to straight up get... Okay, cool.
Can incur an attack of opportunity and your attacks don't have disadvantage. Oh, well, actually, no, because you're supercharged. You can do it in melee. You just don't get advantage or disadvantage. You're just fine.
Sweet. Well, I will then blast it twice with Eldritch Blast.
I don't know if you're going to pick up on this just yet, but Eldritch Blast is going to be the best thing you can do in any scenario here.
I'm aware, but the cost, Adam, the cost.
Both blasts hit.
Sweet. Okay. Nice.
That is 9. Oh, what am I rolling?
it's juiced up, dude.
Yeah, it's super juicy. You score two incredible hits. The ghast staggers backwards. You're like fucking blasting into it with a Tommy gun, riddling it with holes. It's its turn again. Mm. It can't heal, but everyone needs to make the con saving throw.
Fuck.
Heck, you're the only one who passes.
Okay, good stuff. Ugh. Ugh.
Esmeralda dribbling out of the corners of her mouth, launches herself at the creature again, and...
If anything, gives her advantage.
Yeah, exactly. It's helping. It's keeping her focused.
Hit, critical.
Oh, fuck.
See?
You're right. The vomiting was good.
Between the shoulders, maximum damage.
Nice.
She downs it.
Oh.
Stabbing it through the heart, she drags the blade back. The creature falls to its knees. And then she lobs its fucking head off.
Okay.
I'm like, just there. Maybe like, you know, the casting Eldritch in hand, just holding it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we need to...
I'm going to go into the darkness to grab the corpse it was eating.
Esmeralda turns and moves ahead of you.
Okay.
You rush into the room after her. And your light illuminates. The amber doors that once sealed this great stone room have been smashed, their pieces lying amid crushed bones, armor, and weapons. Additionally, you see a corpse is lying roughly in the center of this room. You can see that there are clear scuff marks from a recent fight, but by recent I mean a day ago at most. Mm. You can see scorch marks from magical attacks. You can see claw marks. You can see scuff marks from a mundane weapon, perhaps the cane that this corpse once carried. You see what is left of the clothing that a circus performer might wear, a destroyed torso. One arm lies 10 feet away from the corpse. The other arm still just barely attached. There is not much of its face left, save for a widow's peak. Esmeralda drops her rapier, drops her hand axe, falls to her knees, and starts...
Okay, my immediate thought is, does it look like it's going to come back? I'm trying to do this in a respectful way. I'm not getting down there and sticking my fingers in it.
The corpse is so destroyed that it wouldn't be able to come back. There's nothing, not even a bogman could be made from what is left of this. It appears Van Richten, perhaps, in his last moments, you see, actually, in his last moments, in the hand that he still has, he drank a vial of holy water. His final action to prevent himself from coming back.
Okay. Oh, no.
Esmeralda falls onto her hands, now on her knees as well. Tears start hitting the cold stone floor.
I'll also, I guess, follow suit and see this and then just mutter and, oh, fuck.
I'll squat down next to her. I'll put an arm around her.
She shrugs you off. Fair enough. Doesn't want to be touched right now.
Okay. Would you like to be alone?
She nods slowly.
Okay, come on. Let's...
Right. Can we have a cursory... Like, don't want to leave her too alone because she's not the most...
She's not in a great way.
Not the most rational person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what else is in this environment? Is there in this room? Is it leading on? Is it...
There's no other doorways or exits to this room. You can see it was once... some sort of treasury or armory, mm-hmm. but the fight here was so intense, so vicious, that nothing is recoverable in this space. It looks like Van Richten was thrown up against swords so hard to snap them clean in half, and Van Richten's magic blasted the ghast into a cart so hard that it's now just splinters.
And when you said there's amber, like that was from the fight. Nothing has broken out. Like
no. Okay. There's no sarcophagi.
Something got loose here, and then
it chips off the walls and door.
And if this is a dead end, then like
the only sound that fills the amber temple is soft sobbing.
In the other, well, that was
That's sort of.
I don't mean to be rude, Pip, but I think Hardcastle might have done
the same thing
or something similar.
He would eat the flesh.
He ate the flesh, right?
Yeah. I'm going to try something else to get in there, though. I don't think we...
No, we went there. We said that was the 18th tour, right?
Yeah.
We saw, what, 7 up top?
Yeah.
Is there a mark near where the ghoul room was, or the ghast room was?
What do you... Oh, like the notches? That's the room you're currently in.
Is it like the one where...
No, there's no notch here.
There's no notch on the Eat the Flesh door?
On the Eat the Flesh door, there was 18.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So we have...
Where are you two currently?
We're just in the middle of the room, I guess. The other room away from...
The big vaulted ceiling room.
Where the current ghast is. Do we need to move? Head heart? That a thing?
No, not with a ghast. It's useless now. I mean, dead, you know what? I'm going to just crush its head with my foot.
Sure.
Just, you know, to be safe.
Can you get anything off him?
It's a good idea. I'll squat down and start rooting around.
Okay. You collect some stuff, but you destroy it. Looking at the destroyed head, you're like, ghoul brains. A very sought-after alchemical ingredient. There is actually a
ghoul... Ghast, specifically a ghast thing, I think.
Yeah, but...
ghast innards.
You get, let's say, 2 doses of ghast innards.
Nice.
And nothing else, unfortunately.
Okay, I'll, that's fair enough.
What does the they do?
Fire, cold, necrotic damage, and they're an adhesive.
Oh.
Which is good. They're very sticky.
Useful.
Yeah. I would like to, Adam, get my Formian eye, my last Formian eye, and what else can I use here? Maybe I'll use my last rope tentacle for seeking. I don't know. And then anything useful here? Not really. Undead Bane. Accuracy. Maybe accuracy would help. I'm basically going to try and deform the magic on the enchantment that makes you eat flesh.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what the Formian eye does.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And you know what? I'll use some Devil's Horn, which is resistant to magic.
Okay.
To try and make something, like, effectively like a magic skeleton key.
I'd say you make kind of basically a potion of dispel magic.
Yeah, and I'll on the wall, on the door.
The words consume flesh fade and change instead into that script that is completely indecipherable to you. It doesn't look like the doors maybe ever said consume flesh.
Oh.
Hardcastle's note changes as well to be readable. It says, don't consume flesh. The doors swing slowly open.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.